Well, what a joy to be saved. There's something about being saved, ain't it? Amen. I am convinced when you get saved, He'll put a fire in you. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. The book of the Revelation, chapter number 3 this evening. Verse number 1. I was talking to a preacher who preached for us not long ago. And said he was in a state of our good brethren. And he opened up the book of the Revelation. He'd been preaching there all week, Brother Joe. And the last night he opened up the book of the Revelation, told the brethren to turn. Said they all closed their Bible and sat down. They said that's a closed book. Well, the Bible says that a man would be wise if he read this book. And so I'm glad it pertains to us in this day and hour. I'd hate to know I was running the meeting and I killed the meeting because I said turn the book of the Revelation. My goodness, it's part of the 66 that's inspired. It's infallible. And honey, it'll change your life tonight. Revelation 3 verse 1, and unto the angel or the messenger or the pastor of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. He said, I know thy works. Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I'll come on thee as a thief. Thou shalt not know what hour I'll come upon you. Thank you for standing this evening. I won't preach out of verse number 1 on just a simple thought this evening. But he said that you got a name that you live us and are dead, and I won't preach on this thought. Why would a church die? Why would a church die? No doubt they had the fireball of God. They was a going church. They was doing something for the Lord Jesus, no doubt. They had their assembly, they had their preacher, they had the things that they needed in ministry. But I want to ask you tonight, what would make a church die? Well, I was sitting the other day and God pressed these three words on my heart, and that's what I want to preach from tonight. I want to share with you three words on why I think a church would die. First of all, I think it would be lack of involvement. In Acts 2 and verse 42, I always hear a lot of, boy, I want to be a part. I want to belong to the church and I want to do something. Well, somebody shout, do something tonight. Amen. I mean, ain't nobody got handcuffs and leg irons on you tonight. And I believe the reason the churches die because there's a great lack of involvement. Everybody's waiting on somebody, but that somebody never shows up to be nobody. I'm telling you tonight, honey, I'm glad we serve a God that we can live in this day and hour and be a blessing in this hour, friend. Boy, I want to be involved. I've never enjoyed. Now, the reason I won't play softball on your team because y'all make me sit on the bench. I ain't going down there and putting on that Liberty jersey. Y'all make me sit on the bench. Somebody shout amen right there, buddy. Now y'all can just have the whole ball squad, amen. I mean, you can have it all, friend. I'm gonna stay home and pray for you. But I've never been one that if I'm gonna be in something, I want to be in it. And I've never wondered. I can't relate to nobody that's just lukewarm. Brother Dennis, I can't imagine somebody that would drink lukewarm coffee. Amen. I mean, Jesus said, I wish you'd be cold or I wish you'd be hot. He said, this run-of-the-mill Baptist church, it ain't getting it done tonight. He said, you know something? I'd rather for you to be wide open, going in the power and the glory of God, or to be ice cold and sit down and say nothing. Oh, tonight, oh, how we need to be involved in the church house in the day and hour that we live. Somebody say amen tonight. Boy, involvement. I love people that get involved and know their place and is doing something. Now let's look in this early church in Acts 2 and verse number 42. You'll notice, first of all, there was a fellowship in church. He said in Acts 2, 42, now God had just put this group together. I mean, the Holy Ghost hadn't been given for a long time. The wind began to blow and there were some people got saved and the Lord began to add to the church. Boy, ain't it good to be in a church where God's adding to the church. Amen. And so we find here some people, they got involved. We see that there was a fellowship in church. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And there's that word, fellowship. And in breaking of bread and in prayer. That's what we had this morning. Old time Holy Ghost fellowship. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have to preach to you to get you involved in fellowship. Get you to respond to the Spirit of God. Honey, we had more Holy Ghost here this morning. Hallelujah. We had enough Holy Ghost here this morning. Hey, to baptize the whole world. A lot of you are looking around like a calf in a new gate. Saying, my, what in the world I do with that? Just respond, honey, and get involved in the Spirit of God and wave back and heal way back in the recesses of your heart tonight. Boy, we ought to get involved in this thing of fellowship. Thank God we can be in a church where we can fellowship. It tickles me to see these big old boys get tore up in the Holy Ghost running around a hugging and a loving on everybody. Somebody say amen right there. My goodness, it does us good to be involved in fellowship. Thank God I'm in a church that we can fellowship. Hey, sir, it's okay to shed a tear. It's okay to cry, ma'am. It's alright to be yourself. It's alright to be a blessing. Amen. Young people, the service we had this morning, I've not been a child sitting in this building unless you'd went to your grandma and grandpa and your mom and daddy and say, thank you for what you're doing for me. I mean, we ought to run the altar and respond to the Spirit of God. When God goes to move, friend, it's for a reason. And we ought to mind Him and get involved in the things of the worship service. Sitting around like a bump on a log and you'll never know if somebody may need you to go to them and say, I love you. If somebody needs to hear that we care tonight. You'll be amazed how the devil would love to get you on a limb and saw you off and tell you, nobody cares and nobody loves you. Oh, I'm glad there's somebody that loves us tonight. I'm glad there's a friend closer than a brother. Thank God, honey, when the Baptists walk off and leave you, there'll be Jesus standing somewhere in the shadows. Thank God, I know the Lord tonight, friend. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad we can be involved in the church house. We ought to get involved when the Spirit of God comes. There's fellowship in people. And then you'll notice in verse 43, they was fearful people. We've lost that in the Baptist realm. And fear came on every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Amen. Brother Gerald handed me something of that. I wished I had it. I'd read it to you. It'd be a good time to read it. I mean, back in the 1850s, friend, they'd turn you out of the church for doing things wrong. Let me tell you something, honey, tonight. Hey, we better get back to fearing the things of God. Hey, it's a bad day, friend, when people will come by and throw their beer cans out in your church yard. It's a bad thing when we got an alarm system on our building. It's a bad thing when they'll steal the Port Rogers off the... Hallelujah! You know what I'm trying to say. Would somebody help me preach a while tonight? My goodness, it's a sight when they'll steal your porch rockers. Did I say that right? My blood sugar's low, and if I don't preach this in 45 minutes, I will be a mumbling tonight. Somebody throw me a peanut butter cracker, and we'll shout amen tonight. But I'm going to tell you, friend, we live in a day that we forgot about that we are to fear the Lord. I'm not scared of the Lord. I love Him. He's my Father, but I do fear the Lord tonight. My goodness, they were fearful people. And then verse 44, I like this. They were friendly people. The Bible said that all that believed was together and had all things. I don't know if that's Baptist or not. They had all things common, and they believed were together. Boy, it's nothing like being together. Isn't it a blessing to go to a friendly church? I mean, let me tell you, folks, tonight, we're too busy when visitors come to our church, come to the church house where we worship our God. We can't stick our hand out and say, we're glad you're here. I mean, we better not forget where we've come from tonight, friend. I've been in a storefront building with a little window air unit pumping, leaving out with my socks. You could wring water out of them. Hey, I've gone too far to turn back now. I'm telling you, God's blessed us around here. And we ought to be a friendly church, reaching out to sinners and telling them the old story that Jesus saved. Thank God. If the Baptist church up the road don't want them, if the Baptist church down the road don't want them, thank God, I'm glad we want them. Tattoos and all, hallelujah. Dyed hair and all. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus is a friend of sinners tonight. I'm glad nobody turned you back because you had a little ink on you. Amen. I'm glad we didn't have stuff on the door. Your hair's got to be nut down like a yearling new. Hey, your dress got to drag the ground. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus saved sinners, friend. I'm glad, thank God, we can be a friendly church tonight. You young kids ought to get up off your backside. These families visiting with young ones, you ought to go up and say, hey, how you doing? Amen. Amen. Now you young uns, you getting old enough to participate in the workings of the church. Hey, we need a generation to be trained tonight. You young ladies, y'all get so clicky. Be careful now. Don't get real clicky. Amen. Hey, Jesus died for all. He ain't died for a special select few tonight. No, we ought to reach our hand out to sinners tonight when they come to the house of God. You young girls, could you imagine you coming in this church for the first time with a mom and daddy about 14, 15 years old? By the way, y'all can be the meanest that I've ever pastored in all my life as a little girl. Somebody say amen right there tonight. Boy, you ought to let them in your little 4-H club. You ought to let them in your little cookie club. You ought to let them in your little quilting club. Wouldn't it be a blessing? Mom and daddy come in with teenagers and you teenagers got up and said, hey, we're glad to have you here this Sunday. Don't say that's good preaching somebody tonight. Boy, young Stephen just got saved. I seen him coming up the doorsteps this morning. Bless his heart, I could have shouted. Had a pocket full of tracks. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for it. I'm glad. Hallelujah. We got some young uns that can be friendly tonight. Little girls, now you listen to your preacher. You just think I've got mean before. You just let me hear you cutting somebody out of the party. You let me hear you think you're a notch above somebody else. Let me tell you, there's no big ones, there's no little ones. We all stand even at the foot of Calvary tonight. Thank God, He loves sinners. Hallelujah. The Joneses' kids, fooey. I ain't got to apologize for shopping at Bill's Dollar Store, friend. Thank God for Dollar General. Hallelujah. They carry them Lance peanut butter crackers a dollar a bag. Somebody shout amen out there tonight. Boy, they got them 3X Brother David Haynes t-shirts for $7 a bag. Somebody shout right there tonight. Thank God, honey, I'm glad that we can go to a place that's friendly. They was friendly people. People come in and visit our church. We ought not look like a bunch of locked up convicts. I mean, we ought not be saying, boy, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was somewhere. Hey, friend, this is the best place in town. And you hear me tonight? It's the best place in town tonight. Thank the Lord they were involved. Are you involved this evening? Oh my goodness, they were fellowshipping people, fearful people. There's a friendly people. Verse 45, there's a flourishing people. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. I like that. Verse 46, they were faithful people. They continuing, underline that word. Some of you need to get some glue in your britches tonight. Continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Boy, they were faithful people. Hey, I cannot preach about it enough. We got to be faithful people. They spoke here tonight. I don't know why they ain't here tonight. Amen. Hey, you can't even walk in this place on Sunday morning. Hey, somebody help me preach tonight. Why in the world don't they like Sunday night service? Amen. Now, if you go to Baskin Robbins and get that praline and cream and get me one dip, you will offend me, friend. I want double dips. I want triple dips. Somebody help me preach tonight. Hey, hey, I can't get by with one dip on Sunday. Thank God He's got something for us every time that we meet tonight. And we'll just get involved in the house of God. When you're more dedicated to a ball team than you are the house of God, your priorities is wrong tonight. Your priorities has got out of balance. My goodness, they were no doubt a faithful people. Thank God for faithful people. Amen. I don't know why some of this Sunday morning crowd don't get the game warden to marry him. I don't know why they don't get some of these golf course marshals to bury him. And they talk about the preacher, but they know his number when emergency happens. I ain't got that crowd figured out yet, friend. Faithful people. Be faithful to the house of God. Be faithful to the things of God. It'll pay off down the road. My goodness, nothing like being faithful. And verse 47, they was favored people. I like this as a praise in God. They didn't have no praise team. They're just all praising God. They're just all happy about what God had done for them. And having favor with all the people. There's favored people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Can I say He's still in the saving business tonight? Me and you ain't in the saving business, but He's in the saving business. And all we got to do is act right, do right, follow the Word of God, and the Lord add to our church tonight. I believe churches die because of lack of involvement. Number two, I believe churches die because of lack of investment. You know, a lot of times we hear a lot of people squawking over nothing. I mean, folks, it's some kind of something. We ought to invest in our members. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 32. I like this now. Investing in our members. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. Somebody say you can have a crowd and still stay together tonight. The multitude of them that believed was one heart, one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own. My goodness, I could preach there an hour and a half. But they had all things common. Be careful not to say that it's yours now. Because it's God's. He can prove it to you in just a minute. He's proved it to me a few nights. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. I like that. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and a conference was formed. And somebody said, amen. Somebody said, well, it ain't fifth Sunday night yet. We can't help that family because we can't have a conference and vote. Show me, friend, where voting's in the Bible. You want to run me up and down in these streets and bound because we don't vote? Show me where it is in your Bible. Next time they call your hand, say, hey, pull the book out, show us where voting's in the Bible. You ain't got to vote to do right. Just do right. They come and laid them down at the apostles' feet, them local pastors. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Thank God we got deacons in the church. Thank God we got leaderships in the church. And I'm glad we ain't got to stand a family up in front of everybody and tell you you can't pay your light bill and vote and whether to see if we can pay your light bill or not. It ain't nobody's business. It's the Lord's money. It's the Lord's church. Hey, this is the Lord's guidelines and we ought to go by them tonight. You say, well, preacher, everything's going good at my house. You just hold on, friend. It may come a time that you're going to need the saints of God to pay a few of your bills. I don't want nobody standing me up in front of the church because I've got behind on my bills doing the best I can do. Now, if you're sorry, it's a dog of a different color. If you're sorry, it's a dog of a different color. But if you're trying to live right and do right and hard times is hit, the church house ought to take care of its families tonight. And ain't no boss back going to stand up and say, we can't help families tonight. That book has always been God led the man of God. The people followed the man of God. And that's the way the things worked. And if you want things to work tonight, we better stay by the Word of God. They ain't voted on nothing. Boy, they all happy and shouting and praising. Matter of fact, I've got more bad experiences seeing voting going on in church than I have anything's ever happened. You know, people love to wash laundry in conference. Whew. Man, you talking about making the Holy Ghost fly from a place. You just start the world's methods, friend. Investments. They invested in their members. And then I want to say this in Mark 10, verse 13, we ought to invest in our children. Can I give this analogy tonight in closing? Some of you done heard more than you want to hear. I don't know a lot about land. I know a little bit about Pepsi Colas and I know a little bit about preaching. But I have noticed this about land. If you call a man in to clear cut your land, and if you don't plant other trees to take its spot, you ain't got nothing later. And I don't know if it's dawned on y'all yet or not, but I started preaching here and I wasn't gray-headed much. And I had a lot more hair than what I got tonight. And you look around at you. I mean, it ain't many of us ready to go and pose for the GQ magazine Monday morning down in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm saying we all getting old and we getting wrinkled and we getting gray-headed. Thank God. Thank God. But there's got to be some young trees planted. And we got to invest in our children. We've got to invest in it. Have you ever, I just want to ask you something. In all my years of being a Baptist, have you ever heard a sweeter little old prayer than what that boy prayed this morning? Lord, we pray for Bowden. Ha. I wish he'd have went to hacking. Ha. Boy, he touched my heart. These little old young'uns are singing up here in choir, Brother Tim. You know what you're doing, sir? You're investing in children. Miss Sherry, you up there playing, and maybe you could be 1,000 places tonight. Ma'am, you're investing in children. You teachers teaching these Sunday school, you know what you're investing. You're making investments. Mom and Daddy, you're bringing your children to the house of God. You're investing. Just like that oak tree out yonder. Now, I don't know who planted that tree. I hope the red hat ladies don't gather around it because whoever bill, we may have to cut it. I don't know how old it is, but it's old. Amen. But I guarantee you, the fella that set that out, if he set it out, he ain't here today to enjoy it. But he had a vision. And thank God for people that have set out trees that we never get to sit under. The reason churches die, because of lack of investment. We ought to invest in our members. We ought to invest in our children. Listen, hey, our children don't have to have a car wash to go to a youth rally. Our children ain't got to sell the wares of this world. Just pay your tithes and our kids can do what they need to do. They ain't got to sell the trinkets. They can just go and be blessed and be a blessing. I walked in tonight and I don't know of one of them children that could drive to get to that choir practice. And Brother Tim, I said, man, my heart done good to see them two rows fill with kids. I can hardly wait to see the day when we got to knock the choir out for young kids to sing. What a blessing. And we've got to invest in our children. We've got to invest in our children. We've got to teach them this book. We've got to teach them the ways of God. We've got to present worship to them and how to worship. We've got to present mannerisms to them. They're watching us. God help our church tonight to invest in the right places. We ought to invest in our members. We ought to invest in our children. We ought to invest in our building and our properties. The book of Haggai, chapter number 1, God said, I can tell you the reason that I'm holding blessings off of you, because you're living in sealed houses. Your houses look better than what you're going to church in. Friend, let me tell you something. You can't get the cart way before the horse. God's place ought to be the prettiest place in town. And I know every place can't look like the Taj Mahal, but God's blessed us so ours can be. And it ought to be nice. And your kids ought to not throw the garbage on the floor. Look like a bunch of hogs has been in here when you leave church. Go on, don't look down now. We ain't praying, we're preaching tonight. Your mama and daddy wouldn't let you destroy somebody else's play, or would they? The way some of you act, they must have had. That's something, pastor. And you got to be daddy, preacher, babysitter. You got to be everything. I'll be everything. Get your kids in order. I seen some down there tonight running around like a bunch of wild Indians. You ain't got a clue where your kids are. And if you don't know where they are now, 3 and 4, where will they be when they're 16? Booyah! You won't make a mind now. Don't bring them to me when they're 15. Oh, preacher! Oh, preacher! If you'd have tore their backside up when they was little and got their attention, they'd respect you tonight. This time out ain't working. Boy, no Nintendo. That's big punishment, ain't it? You're not going to get to watch Barney Saturday morning. Hey, Brother Dave, me and you would have been some kind of something if we'd just got time out, wouldn't we? Could y'all imagine what we'd turned out? I mean, we ain't much tonight, friend. But could you imagine? I could just imagine Brother David's mama saying, Brother David, go sit over there in that chair. Have you seen his mama? I could just see her with a peach limb. Investments. We ought to invest in our members. We ought to invest in our facilities. We ought to invest in our children. And we ought to invest in the field. We ought to invest in missionaries. That's why churches die, because they don't invest in the things that God says to invest in. Give and it shall be given. Hey, hey, we believe John 3:16. Do we believe in give and it shall be given? We ought to invest in the field. We've just had a family fix our missions room downstairs and them globes and them countries. My, what a blessing. It's my heart to see over 100 missionaries in this church time God buries me out there on that hill. So if you want to get rid of me, let's bring on missionaries quick. We ought to invest in what God tells us to invest in. Lord, help a church put $100,000 in a bank account and not trust God. Friend, the church is to be a channel, not a reservoir. A channel. As we give, and God puts it out and goes around this world with men, women, boys, and girls preaching the gospel. What a blessing. And I believe churches die because of no involvement and no investments. Thirdly, not only do I believe that churches die because of no involvements, no investments, but I believe they die because of no invitements. Somebody ought to get excited about where you go to church and invite somebody to come with you. I wonder how much time it'd take us on a Saturday evening, 30 minutes, to invite our neighbors to church. Would it take more than 30 minutes to come in here and park at the church house, go hand out a few tracts to some of these houses right here in our church door? Would it be too much to ask of our people to go to Piggly Wiggly parking lot where traffic is to simply hand out tracts in the parking lot and say, we want to invite you and come to Liberty Baptist Church? Would it be too much, young people, to go to the ball game, take a handful of these tracts and hand out to your buddies and say, would you come over there before we go to church Sunday? The person checking you out at Walmart, all they need to hear is somebody cares. Somebody loves me. And you know what? We all know this. The reason we went to places and ate and fellowship, because somebody told us it was good. So word of mouth goes fast. We ought to be so excited about what our Jesus has done for us in our heart, what He's doing for us in the house of God. We ought to be so excited tonight. I'm going to tell you, church isn't a chore to me. You would think that maybe after a while it got to just be a chore. But it's not a chore. It's a privilege. And it's a joy to come and see what God's doing. I believe churches die. There's no invitements. One of my favorite Bible characters, Legion, and I'll be done. I preached it the other morning. Jesus saved him. Brother Lee, he said, Lord, I want to go with you. I know you're leaving. He said, I need you more here than I do with me. Go tell your friends what great things Jesus has. Has Jesus done anything for any of you? I was preaching the other morning over in John 6. I'm gonna say this and then we're gonna go. I don't mean to lie when I'm preaching. But you know, over there, I preached the other morning on the well Jesus graced, the woman Jesus guided,
The water Jesus gave and the witness Jesus granted. Verse 39 of John 4, this is what he said. Many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. Is there anybody believe because what you said? Is there anybody that's ever believed because of what you had to say? They did with her. I believe churches die because of no involvement. Get busy, it's plenty for you to do. You know, it's amazing what all we've got going here in ministry. There's a lady right now who needs food brought to her hurting our church. Miss Jennifer can't do it all. There's a family that just took this Macedonian missions. Thank God they're going to have some 40 or so checks to write a month. Thank the Lord for people that have practiced. Thank the Lord for people that have changed things. Thank God for people that will do something. Involved. Don't get your feelings hurt because somebody ain't asking you to do something. Do something. Find out what you can do. There's a lot here you can do. These people need cards sent, encouraged. There's all kind of stuff needs to be done. This community needs to be rich. You want a job, come see me. No investments. No invitement. Stand with me tonight. Thank you for being here. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here.